Yo, here we are. What's going on, everybody, man? Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy, Mikey. You already know. Can We Keep It Real podcast. How is everybody doing today? I hope everyone's feeling great, man. Big, big shout out to Breakthrough 7, Verse 7 Summer League coming up. Conley Stadium, June 26th to July 31st. If you're going to be anywhere on them Sundays, you got to be at Conley between 12 and 4 p.m. Definitely get out to BreakthroughElite.org for any questions. They still have sign-ups. I know everyone thinks sign-up stop. Unless you're a quarterback. If you're a quarterback, you can't get in. But definitely get out to Breakthrough. Big shout-out to Mark Wright, Coldwell Banker, Coastal Homes. You know, doing his thing up there. If you're looking to buy a house, definitely give Mark a call, man. Up next, we got Central Knights coach Mikey Washington coming up, doing a lot of good things over there at Central High School. Definitely get Coach Wes Pennington's book, True to Smoker. Definitely pick that up. Let's support each other. And Coach Pennington is actually writing another book, so let's get that. Let's support Coach Pennington for sure. But I want to give you all a chance to share this, please. I'll give you a chance right now. Play a couple of these little videos, but we'll be right back.
Not promote or promotion any illegal activities. All content provided by this channel is meant only for educational purpose only.
Let's go, come take a ride through my city life. See what my city's like. This the city life, for some it's a shitty life. This is city living, mostly them city children. From my bedroom, see the lights of them city buildings. Ain't gotta act hard, pride is my backyard. I run Rhode Ave, you can call me a track star. And we a team, homie, all is one. I don't sleep until all is done. I ain't rocking, so please don't call me Mr. 401. It's Mr. Rags, you can call me, I'm still in that 401. From where we was, look at all we've become. For what it's worth, I put my all in the sun. Know that my city love it, my city's budget about my city's public. Know how my city does it. Let me handle my city business, then I ride you outside of them city limits.
Okay, that's fine. People can talk crazy about me. That's fine. They should express themselves, and they have a right to. But I also get to say whatever the fuck I want about you now. Mm. I'm, like I said,
Real Podcast Network. Shout out to Can We Keep It Real Podcast and Network. Appreciate it.
People, bro. Like, thanking me for speaking on things, bro, that other people are not speaking on, bro. For thanking me for keeping it real on topics that other platforms are not going to be keeping it real on. Like, you have no idea. The ratio doesn't even...
Goodbye.
Farewell.
So long.
I said hello.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
So long.
I said, uh-oh. Did the truth come out again? Movie, do you know how it is? They say babies are just like the angels. Tell me why.
You know how to see it. Wins, not everybody, the older coaches. There we go. We back, man. What's up, Coach Washington? How we doing?
Yo, Mikey. What up, man? How you doing?
Give me a minute.
Yo, you can hear me?
Let's see if we can get his sound straightened out.
Can you hear me?
There we go. There we go. That's a lot better. What's up, Mikey? How's right. everything?
No doubt, man. I'm fine, man. How you doing?
All right. Welcome back to the show again. Last time you was on, we was talking about the alignment. Here we go. New season.
Yeah.
Division One. You're about to get it going. What's popping, man? Thank you. Welcome back.
For sure, man. It's good to be back. You know, shout out to you, Mikey. You know, always giving a platform to the coaches and parents and the people. So, you know, shout out to you too, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Couldn't do it without great coaches around the league like yourself, Coach Dunbar, Coach Wes Pennington, Blake Simpson, Charlie B-Ball, Cliff Fall, and all the coaches that, you know, that are willing to come on here and talk about their team.
Right, right.
You know, Steve Clark said, this young man is solid, man. Steve Clark has been a supporter. Man. He actually, you know, salute to him. Cliff Fulton said, my dude, Coach Washington, you definitely have. I got a picture of you and Cliff actually holding your
Coach
of the year trophies.
Cody, shout out to my guy, Cliff, man.
There you go. I'm sure many to come for both of you guys. I'm sure Coach Fulton will end up getting another head coaching job. He did a great job with EWG.
Sure he did, man. I don't want to say too much about right.
Central.
So
nah, fact. So we're gonna get right into it with everybody. I came down with some questions, you know. Recruiting. I want to talk about that tonight, you know. Feelings, thoughts about what's going on, what's being said. Everybody knows the backstory. I don't think we have to fill anybody in, you know. Right. How do you hear? First question, right? How do you handle transfers?
All right, I mean, so people have to understand, like, one, we're a public school, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really control admission. It's all a PPSD thing. So, like, when a kid transfers, a kid has to go through a process of moving to a different house, and signing up with the school department in order to, and sometimes they're randomly placed in school, sometimes they're placed in a school of choice. So when it comes to kids transferring, if a kid wants to transfer to Central, man, I'm open arms. Like, who am I to turn away a kid who wants to leave his situation, or his parents want to take him from a certain situation and place him in Central? Who am I to kind of be against it? Who am I to say no? Who am I to play any type of position where I don't allow a kid to play on my team just because he's coming from another school? I think the biggest problem is that people are trying to go to another public school. You know, I think that's the problem, because I often hear that when a kid goes to public to private, it's no problem. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has no problems with it. There's no rules or regulations in place that talk about a kid going from, let's say, Central to a private, right? There's no restrictions. There's no games off. There's nothing like that if a kid does go to a private school. I think when you look at the rules, like housing kids from different places, right? Okay, everybody is going ballistic because some kids want to cross a border from Pawtucket to Providence to play, right? And you got to understand that these private schools, they're allowed to have kids from absolutely every single city. Every single city. So we're ultimately, you could say forced, we're ultimately forced to play against private schools who can house kids from every single area. And not only every single area, different states. So you got schools with teams. I mean, you got schools with kids from Mass, Connecticut, and they're able to live in harmony, play, no issues, no nothing. They can drive 45 minutes, but everyone is going absolutely crazy because a kid wants to transfer from a Pawtucket school to a public school. So I kind of just don't understand why everyone is going crazy. I think another big thing when you talk about transfers is that the parents, right? The parents are involved in whatever process it is to get a kid from one school to another. The parent is completely involved in the process. You can't transfer without a parent. That stuff can't happen without parents. So I think it's actually ridiculous to me that people kind of try to categorize me with kids. And when I say categorize me with kids, it's like, oh, right, you got the kids coming from Shay, okay, for example. I can't physically take a kid from Shay and place him into Central. As much as, you know, I'm loud, I'm boisterous, or whatever the case is, I don't have that power. Again, it's a public school. So if a parent does decide to take their kid from A to B the right way, you know, that's their decision. I'm sure everybody watching this who has kids or has kids, they're going to put their kids in the school they feel like they're going to be most successful, right? Most people send their kids to the best educational programs, Moses Brown, LaSalle, St. Ray's, Hendricken, right? Everyone can send their kids to wherever they want from whatever school district, right? But if a kid goes to a public school and he feels like, all right, well, I feel like I'm going to succeed here, or I love what they're doing here, it's a problem. So I just can't wrap my head around what people don't get about that kids make decisions, parents make decisions on where they want to go. I don't make those decisions, right?
Why does the parent involvement look like? Like, what's the parent involvement, like the process? What do they have to do to get all this going?
So, I mean, again, you have to, I think when you want to move school districts, parents or their legal guardians, right, once living in Pawtucket, the process is that a kid has to move in order to be cleared to transfer, right? So if parents are making decision to say, I don't want my kid here for X, Y, and Z reason, I want to move my kid here, this is what I'm going to do. If I have to have my kid live with somebody in order to go to a certain place, this is what I'm going to do. And that's kind of how it happens, right? A kid can send their parent to live with a sister. I'm sorry, a parent can send their kid to live with a sister. A parent can send their kid to live with a grandma. A parent can send their kid to live with anybody in order to get a better education. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see how that's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Especially when kids are allowed to go to any single private school in the state. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see what's wrong with the parent trying to do the right thing and trying to put their kid in the best position, you know, to be successful. I think the problem is that it's me right now, and it is a public school, and I am young, and people are just worried about football games, Mikey, you know, and that's all this is really about. People are worried about football games, but that's not my, like, my job is so much deeper than that. It's not just about football right. games to me. I'm really trying to save kids' lives. People don't understand that I'm
you're building 10... a program.
Mikey, it's not even that. I'm 10 years removed from the game. A lot of these coaches is 30 years, 40 years removed from high school football. I'm 10 years removed from the game. Played college football about 6 years ago. My mentality is different. I was one of these kids. I almost didn't make it. I know what it's like to not have a strength program. I know what it's like to go to college and be a small fish in a big pond. I know what all that's like. I know what it's like to not be prepped academically. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to not make it. You know what I'm saying? It's a cold world for young Black kids out here. People don't understand that. People don't know what it takes to get out the hood. Yeah, you got one kid who's your best player and he happens to get out. You have one kid who's your best player who happens to get out. What about all these kids in between? What happens to these kids? And quite frankly, none of these coaches care about these kids. So when you have a kid who sees my program, or you have kids who see my program and who sees how I treat every single kid, again, people say recruiting. I have Instagram. If you want to say that's a tool, you see what I do. It's literally all documented what I do for kids, how we go to camp, right? How we develop our players, how we practice, how we study, how I feed them, how I treat them, right? The new uniforms, right? You can list off of things to that's conducive to a kid's environment and going to college. Some schools just don't check those boxes. And some staffs don't work as hard. Some staffs do work as hard. And some staffs don't have kids leave their schools. That's literally how it goes. So it's not, it can't be a knock on me because kids want to come to my school because we're doing great things, right? I got a total of 9 or 10 players right now in the NE10, right? In my just 2 years of coaching football, kids, 6, 7, 8, 9 kids, finding all these kids places, finding all of them homes. I think right now I got 15 college eligible athletes, right? All with a plan for each and every single one of them this summer to have a place to go. Coaches don't have that in place for kids. Kids are left stranded after their seasons with nothing to do, with no contact with their coach. What do you think these kids are supposed to do, bro? Our kids struggle. Again, I'm talking about little black kids, bro. People don't care, bro. People aren't spending every single day with their kids. If people understood the time commitment I spent with my kids, then you would get it. We're talking 10 months out the year, my man. I gave up my life for this, my man. This is a community project, again, to save kids, bro. You don't know how many of the homies died, okay? You don't know how many of the homies are in jail, okay? You don't know how many of the homies are in the streets, man, who I played football with, been in contact with. You guys don't understand, bro, seeing that. Come on, man. It's way bigger than football, bro. Kids are coming to school to get out, bro, of their situations. That's what I provide. That's my job. So it's a lot bigger than football.
You told me that in the summertime. You said kids were going home, spending, coming right back to the field. They want to be at the field, you know, eating there. And that's when, you know, guys came by and helped you out, donated some Gatorade and stuff. No, it's definitely in your area, South Side.
Come on, man. It's bigger.
Tough, man.
It's bigger than football. And you can't be mad at a parent, you know, for wanting to do what they're supposed to do to get their kid, you know what I'm saying, to get their kid in a position to be successful. Not everybody can afford $15,000 tuition. Not everybody can afford $17,000 tuition. Not everybody can afford $12,000 in tuition. You know what I'm saying? If there is a Division I public school, and we are, again, one of four teams in Division I in Providence, you know, why the hell wouldn't you want to send your kid there? You know what I'm saying? And again, come to Central. No, bro. Every single person does what's best for their kid. Every single person does what's best for their kid, bar none. So don't be mad that, again, I'm literally in the trenches every single day trying to make sure my program lasts and trying to make sure kids go to college. And then what? You want to be mad because you ain't doing half the work or probably even a quarter of the work? Stop it, man. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Now,
I'm all set.
This was a question. This was one of my questions. So I'll read it now. From UMass Dartman, Ryan McCormick says, Rhode Island should implement a one-time blanket transfer regardless of which district they are in and which district they choose to go to. Rhode Island is the size of a county in other states. That would make the most logical sense. Rhode Island, RIIL, should evolve to a less system and allow year-round contact training and development in Rhode Island high school football. Right. Have some, like, the one-time transfer rule. What do you think about something like that?
Again, man, I think every single kid should have the ability, like you said, to choose whatever school they want to go to. You know what I'm saying? I think the disparity with public and private is just too much. You know what I'm saying? So you should, again, have a one-time blanket transfer when a kid can't say, okay, yeah, I don't like this school. I want to try this school. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't even have to be about football. You know what I'm saying? There's other sports, basketball, volleyball, soccer. I talked to a parent the other day. I think her kid, I think, is in, I don't know. It's just out of control. Again, the parents in one, living in one school district with their kids in another school district. So, I definitely think it's something that they need to think about, because it's just not fair that, you know, Publix, you have to miss games, you have to go through different type of hoops, again, legal options in some cases to get a kid to a school. But, you know, if you want to get a kid up in a private school, it's bang, bang, 1, 2, 3. You know, I don't think that's fair. You know, it's kind of punishing, if you look at it, right? It's kind of actually punishing, you know, the less fortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of punishing the kids who can't afford a tuition. So, you know, what does that really tell you about the socioeconomics, about the rules that's in place? You know what I'm saying? So I think it goes a lot deeper. So I think rules like that, you know what I'm saying, would help, you know what I'm saying, the smaller schools and the public schools. So, you know, I definitely think that's something that, you know, the league should be open to, especially with the disparities between public and private.
And Coach Penn brought up, like, who would pay for the school? And I heard there's, like, federal tax money that go into each school. So I figured maybe something like the pathways, if somebody wants to do it.
What do you mean, like, who would pay for?
Like, if a kid wants to transfer from, say, if somebody wants to go from Warwick to Providence, who would pay for that kid to go to school? Would Warwick, because he's a Warwick student? Or?
Listen, man, I don't know how absolutely none of that works, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
I don't know how that works. I don't know who pays for school, how it works. You know what I'm saying? But again, I do think just something needs to be kind of figured out when it comes to what can be done and what can't be done, or, like, you know, rules as far as missing time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kids transfer schools all the time. Kids figure out ways to transfer schools all the time. Kids have been transferring long before I started coaching. You know what I'm saying? So please, everyone has received a transfer during some point. You know what I'm saying? I think the biggest problem right now is it's me. And, you know, we're kind of the public school that's kind of trending upwards. So, you know, it kind of just, it is what it is at this point, man. My son wants to play D1, wants to play the best.
Yeah, you know.
Right, for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? A kid wanting to go to NK to play Division One, like, hell yeah. Why wouldn't you want your son to play Division One? We're already in Rhode Island. We're already the lowest bar of competition in the nation. Why wouldn't you want your son to play Division One? People baffle me. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you want the best for your son? Like I said, it's okay if a kid wants to go to private school to get better. It's okay. That's fine. Nobody bats an eye. But the thought of a kid wanting, or I'm sorry, let me stop saying a kid. Parents wanting a kid to go to Central or to go to one of our charter schools that connect with us, it's a big crime if parents want that for their kids now, apparently. So, you know, that's what we're dealing with. But again, to go to NK, right, nobody would bat an eye. I know they got kids from I don't know how many districts, you know what I'm saying? Because they have pathway programs. That's fine. But again, you know, oh, Central. So it's all good, man.
Central, you've been getting the smoke for the last 3 months, like, if we kept it real, you know?
Yeah, man, you know.
A lot of smoke for the last three months.
It's not deserved, you know what I'm saying, because everything is done right. Again, if a parent wants to make a decision on their child, then that's it, man. You know, you respect that, bro. Don't get the acting like, don't skip the parent and act like there's a player coach dynamic. No, parents are involved in this. Parents want what's best for their kid. Don't skip that part just so you can find a narrative to demonize Central and to demonize what we do, to say we recruit. No, because parents are involved. Parents want to move their kids. Parents are doing whatever they have to do to give their kids the best opportunity, just like any parent in the world. So let's stop the Central talk. Like I said, the 3 months talk, whatever. Like I said, I hope people can watch this and kind of just get the idea of just how crazy this whole thing is, of really how crazy this whole thing is. So, again, man, we're one of
Bernard
four.
Said that his son has A's and B's since going to Central. He said his grades have been way up.
Listen,
a lot of other kids have good grades, so it seems like they're educating.
We're tight on everything we do, Mikey, man. I try to cover every single ground. Every single kid who's in the program, there's an academic plan put together for him. I'm also the community specialist in the school, right? Kids who are failing, kids who are in danger, we have study hall 3 days a week now, right? It's like a night school, right? And we feed the kids after. So kids who are in danger, we do have something in place for these kids. I just implemented a no D rule. You know what I'm saying? I want to raise the standard of our football team. I don't want to allow a kid to have two failing grades and still be able to play because rule says you have to fail three. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get the rules, but on the team, we want to raise the standard to actually play, physically play, no Ds. You know what I'm saying? And this is what you need. This is how kids get accepted into college, right? Kids can't, college coaches don't want to see D's and F's on transcripts. I'm not about to be sending my kids to college coaches with D's and F's. So in order to play, you have to get seasoned up. It's pretty simple. And again, it's a bar that you have to set. It's a standard that you have to set. And what parent doesn't want to hear that from their public school? Public schools give you the bare minimum. Here at Central, we don't do the bare minimum at all. And that's why some kids don't last, right? And that's why you hear so many people say, oh, Coach Mike is hard. Coach Mike is this, Coach Mike. No, we just ain't doing no bare minimum shit here. I'm not allowing a kid to do whatever he wants, walk around the school, not go to class, not be accountable, have bad character, and then what, still play in the fall? Nah, cuz it don't work like that. You can transfer here. That don't mean you about to play, right? I hear this thing a lot, right? People keep saying about the transfer from last year. Oh, kid, Mike.
Talk about him.
Mike took a kid from us last year, and he didn't even play him. Look, cuz, this is how you know I don't recruit these kids. This is how you know. Why would I recruit a kid and not play him? That doesn't make no sense. No, again, we have an expectation here, right? The expectations at schools and the expectations here athletically are different, right? You got to run to the ball every single play in practice, in the game. There's no jogging. There's no loafing. There's an expectation to do something every single day. Some kids don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? And again, the kid, very, very, very high projections. But again, you're expected to do things every day. And could he live up to that last year? No, he couldn't. But that was fine, though. Again, it made him better. He understood where he was. I talk to my kids a lot, my man. And every time a kid doesn't play or a kid is struggling in the season, I talk to them. They understand why they're not playing. There's no kid who comes to me who doesn't understand why he's not playing. He understood every single day, and all he did was work. He loves the football environment. He loves what we do to get him better. He only wants to get better every day. And now this kid who didn't play will probably be an all-state linebacker this year, right? Who's probably going to be a team captain this year, who already killed had two picks at the UConn camp a few weeks ago, and who's probably going to be a college athlete this year. And he didn't play, but he developed in our system, shut his mouth, knew his role, got better, and now he's probably, again, going to emerge out of nowhere. Everybody's going to be like, who is this kid? And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? He stuck through the program. He stuck with it. So he's going to be great this year. He loves the program. He's here every single day. The kid hasn't missed a day. And he didn't have the greatest junior year. You know, of course, he could have been somewhere else and he could have balled out. And again, and never been his best self. You know, he's aware of that. And he's going to be his best self this year, man. Football is not easy, dog. You don't just show up at a school and play, bro. I don't play that with transfers, bro. You got to be correct at all days of the year. Every single day of the year, man. You got to be on point. So it's different over here, bro. You're not just coming here and playing just because you were the best player on your team, bro. It don't work like that, bro. You're going to come here and work every single day, every single practice. It ain't sweet over here, bro. I have my guys. You know what I'm saying? I have kids. I got two places to pull from. PCT ain't Central. Bro, you think I'm finna let a kid from another school come through and just do whatever he wants, bro? It don't work like that, bro. That's why I say I don't recruit kids, bro, because I don't know where you came from. I don't know what your character is like. You didn't grow up with me. Again, then you see kids who come in and come from different places and how they act different and what their demeanors are. Please, I'm tightening all kids up. Like you said, Bernard's a kid who's in Central who didn't have the best transcript, right? And now the kid's on honor roll because he's in the program doing what he's supposed to be doing, and I'm on his ass every single day. I'm in the school, in the building, on his ass every single day. So now he has A's and B's, and now he's in position. Now he's in position. Please, talking about, please, man. So, yeah, when it comes to that grade shit, when it comes to accountability, Bernard's going to have a terrific year, man. Bernard's going to have a terrific year. So, yeah, man, when it comes to grades and when it comes to just holding kids accountable, man, that's what we do over here, because I want the transition from Central to college to be as easy and as seamless as possible, because that's what these kids are owed, that's what these kids are deserved, and that's what I didn't have. So that's kind of where I stand, man, on this whole thing.
Before we go on, big shout out to Stanley Dunbar. Breakthrough 7v7 Summer Passing League coming up at Conley Stadium. If you went to the Passing League, even bigger. Open there's still registration for everything but quarterback. So you actually coached in that one last season, right?
Yeah, man. We won that. Team Purple. Dope experience, man. I got a chance to kind of to connect with a lot of kids from a lot of different schools. Had some LaSalle guys on our team. We had some Hendrickson guys on our team. Eddie Bueller was my quarterback. I had Bryce. He was from St. George's. I had Dana. He's from Marshfield. Where is Max from? Yeah, man. Just a lot of kids from a lot of different places. Yeah, man. It was just a dope experience all around. Kind of just dealing with different kids, coaching up different kids, seeing different kids' styles. You know, I got a chance to spend some time with my kids this summer. So it was, yeah, it was a dope. It was dope. Hello?
Season, yeah. I think break, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me or you lost sound?
Yeah, no, I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. They just finished up their tour. They just came back from Pittsburgh. The car is doing a lot of, close a lot of other people, but I love what Breakthrough's doing, and I think this passing league is going to be lit down there at Conley Stadium.
Shout out to my guy Stanley, man. Yeah, man, Breakthrough's going to be lit this year. We got a team in Breakthrough. I'll be coaching again this year. Yeah, man, it's going to be lit. Hey, and, you know, that's another thing, man. Get your kids in Breakthrough, man. Get your kids doing stuff in the offseason, man. Get your kids having fun. You know, encourage your kids to go to stuff like this because this is it. You know, this is what's going to keep kids' morales up. This is what's going to keep football going in Rhode Island. You know, encourage your kids to sign for Breakthrough. Sign your kid up for Breakthrough. Sign your 3, 4, 5 best players up to go play in Breakthrough to compete and to have somewhere to go every single week. You know what I'm saying? To compete against the best players in the state, man. This is what it's about. It's a great opportunity for all coaches. You know, some coaches, again, would rather hate Stan than to send their kids to go play. Like, that's how bad kind of Rhode Island is. Like, there's some coaches who would really rather hate Stan, talk behind my boy's back, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not trying to push the culture forward. Instead of sending 4, 5, 6 kids to Breakthrough, to get better, to develop, and to play against better kids, and to learn how to play one-on-one, and to learn how to play in his own defense, you know what I'm saying? And to just compete. You're not getting that environment anywhere else, man. You're not going to get a 6-week, 7-week league getting that type of work. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, you got a lot of old heads kind of working against themselves and working against their programs by not trying to be open and welcome the new school with what we got going on. So, you know, again, I'm taking full advantage of everything, you know, Stan has to offer, man, with Breakthrough, because this is what these kids need. I know he's starting a lineman chapter. So this is what these kids need, man. It's about the development of the game. It's about the development of the kids at the end of the day. So, you know, this is what Rhode Island needs. This is what we've been needed. So, you know, shame on you coaches, man, for hating. You know what I'm saying? And not trying to put your kids in position just because you got an ego. So, you know, that's a lot of what we got going on out here. I ain't with none of that BS. Like I said, I'm in it for a different reason. So you ain't seeing me beef with nobody doing the right thing, because I ain't got problems with nobody doing the right thing, because that's my brother Stanley. You already know, man. That's bro too. Shout out to
Stan. A fact. Shout out to Stan. You know, he actually sponsors the podcast, so he put his money where his mouth is.
Right.
You know, hey coach, I'm getting a bad connection. Do you mind signing out and coming back?
Hold up. I probably can do you one better.
He said, why we got to go to the old heads? Yeah, I just want to fix your... we'll see if we can get Coach Washington's... let me try to pull him down and see if we could bring him back. I know I was having some sound issues, but we'll see if we can get him back. If Stanley sponsors the podcast. Like I say, he put his money where his mouth is, man. New coach up there in Charahoe, Slammer, Bill Samaggio. I wonder how Charo is going to do with the new coach. They better do something because they've been kind of, they haven't really been doing a whole lot of workout programs. So they have a new coach.
Yo,
there we go. He's back. Right. Yeah. Shout out what Stanley has going on. I was just saying he sponsored the podcast. So he put his money where his mouth is. And he does a lot of things for a lot of these kids. He's doing good things in Westerly. And shout out to all you, all the coaches that are doing a whole lot for a whole lot of kids.
Yep.
But to get back to this, let's talk a little bit about your program. How's the strength of the program been?
Good, man. Our strength conditioning program has been really good, man. Going from winterless to kind of spring strength conditioning now. Now we're kind of doing a little more fast twitch stuff, a little more moving, a lot more plyometrics. Starting to sprint a lot more. We look good though, man. I mean, our last max, I think we had over 9 kids benching 225. I think we had over 10 kids who kind of hit that 300, who hit that 300 squat, had 3 kids above 400 squat. In really good shape, man. In really good shape. We got about like 39, 40 kids in the program right now, kind of like in the program right now, like active, like an active roster. We got about 40 guys right now kind of lifting, running, and kind of in the program. So we look good, man. We're in good shape. Last year, we didn't have an off season, a bulk of the off season, you know what I'm saying, from the spring season, very short turnaround. So I couldn't do much. But you know what I'm saying, with the time we've had this year, it's been amazing. We've made crazy strides. All our kids are strong. Getting faster, you know, we're kind of going to transition into more explosive stuff this summer, explosive lifts, explosive running, a little more advanced plyometrics, power development. Yeah, man. So we got a lot of stuff going on this summer. We got a breakthrough team this summer. We'll have a breakthrough central team in the league this summer. So, you know, we'll be doing 7-on-7. We got a few camps. I got a nice camp schedule set up for the guys. I think we got URI next week, Bone next week as well, Best of New England, a few other places, AIC, Assumption, Monmouth, yeah, man, a few other camp schedules on that date, camp dates on that camp schedule. So we got a pretty good summer, man, coming up. We're getting excited for, geared up for, so. We'll be filled this summer. We're still accepting donations and food. Anybody who want to donate some bread, water, granola, whatever the case is, man, we got a pretty strong strength conditioning program this summer. So we did a pretty good job fielding donations last year. So if anybody is feeling generous, man, my guys, man, we're going to be grinding probably about 5 days of the week. So whatever you guys want to drop off, man, we'd appreciate it. Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm still here. I was just trying to get some of that sound straightened out. But it seems like you're definitely gonna be grinding throughout. Yeah, you kept breaking up throughout that, but he definitely said, you know, he's got his summer program coming up. If anybody wants to donate anything like last year, they could definitely reach out to Coach Washington on social media. I haven't said. Can everybody else hear Coach Washington and myself? How is the sound? Stanley Dunbar, do you have 7v7 this year? We are looking to get in one. A lot of schools are looking to get in one. I know West Warwick needs a 7-on-7, so if any coaches out there have openings, there are some schools that still need 7-on-7s. It's a shame high school don't even have a strength and conditioning program. Some programs don't, and see, that's crazy how SK don't do any of that. Oh, okay. SK don't have a strength and conditioning, and a lot of schools don't have one.
Yeah, man. So the thing with
all these schools would definitely have one.
So listen, man. The whole thing with the strength and conditioning program was people have to understand, bro, it's just time spent. Like, it's not no rocket science. It's not. You don't even have to hire somebody. Well, me, I have a different background. I have friends in the strength conditioning world, in the college strength conditioning profession. I probably had one of the best strength coaches in the country right now, who's at the University of Denver. And I have, and my other strength coach who's in the MLB right now. I kind of have a different outlook on it because, again, I was kind of trained by those guys during college. So I do have a different mindset when it does come to strength conditioning, again, because of my resources. But for the most part, it's all time spent. How much time are you willing to spend with your kids out the season? Some coaches, man, want to go home, man, and go lay up, chill with their families and stuff like that. And that's fine. You know, if that's the case, you should do your kids some justice and hire a coach. But if you don't have the means, again, like your public school, you say, oh, well, we don't have the money to do stuff like that, then dedicate an hour 30 minutes to your kids 3 days a week. You know what I'm saying? To get them prepared for next season, because the better teams are. Like, you know, you're gonna either keep complaining about the privates or you're gonna close the gap. And that's kind of just how I look at it right now. So people keep saying, like, oh, you know, Central, yeah, they're up now. Like, no, bro, we're gonna get better. It's gonna get better. We're gonna get bigger, stronger, faster every single year. Like, it's we're working out 10 months out the year, my man. It's not about to be, no, our young kids are going to be fast and strong. You know what I'm saying? Our ninth and 10th graders are going to be fast and strong. You know, our backups are going to be fast and strong. So that's what a strength and conditioning program does. So it ain't going to be about depth and all this other stuff sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to have 40, 50, 60 kids who are all ready to play. And that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? That's how you compete against the bigger schools. You know, that's how you close the gap.
It became a year-round job now, right? It's definitely a year-round gig.
You don't get paid for it. And that's it right there. That's the piece. I don't get paid outside the season. I don't. And I think that's where the divide is. And again, that's why I said I love this job. There's a difference. This is my purpose. It's my passion. I'm here to save these kids. So it's not work for me. These are people's jobs, man. These are people's jobs sometimes to these kids. So they don't care about your kid and needing a strength program. Some coaches don't care about your kid's college needs because his daughter needs to go to college. Their families need to go to college. They need to have their life. So again, my mentality when it comes to this stuff and kids, especially when it comes to Black kids, bro, it's different, bro. It's different than any other coach possible. It's different. I'm a social worker. That's what I went to school for. That's what I got my degree for. To be a social worker, not to be a gym teacher, not to be an education major, is different. I see the world differently. I see our conditions differently. The Black community, I see it differently. So I go hard 10 months out the year, not for a football tip, because these kids need it. These kids need leaders, bro. I'm in the school every day. People don't know how bad it is. People don't know the mentality of kids right now, bro. People don't know how scary it is for our youth. You guys would never know what the trenches really look like every single day in school, what these kids think is life. Bro, it's scary out here, man. So 10 months out the year for me is different, bro. These kids need it. These kids need to be saved. These kids need OGs. These kids need big brothers. These kids need an outlet. These kids need to be another place. These kids don't need to be thinking idly. These kids, nah, man, they need something in place for them to get to the next spot. You know what I'm saying? And once they get to college, they ready, you know, and the kids who can't make it, you know, it's too bad. But, you know, I know I have something in place that allows kids who want to be coached and to want to do the right thing, and parents who want to bring their kids. It's you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. I think what we do kind of speaks for itself.
Give us a question. How does coach feel about the 14 D1?
Listen, man, somebody got to step up and do it. You know, people were mad at me for moving up. You know, I think a 14 Division I now, how I'm feeling is fitting. I don't want to say too much, but you know what I'm saying? We opted up, you know, only three teams opted in Division I. So, I mean, that should tell you whatever you need to know. You know what I'm saying? I play to be the best, beat the best, to compete against the best. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know, I want to be seeing these teams in Mass, and eventually I want to be seeing these teams in CT in New York. And, you know, that's what we're building to play the best competition out there, not to be talking about a title to move down and to move over. No, I'm not with
that.
I'm not with all that stuff, man. Go ahead, Mikey.
That was one of my questions about, do you have interest playing out-of-state teams?
Yeah, the interest is there, man. You know, right now, man, we're still building.
Can you hear me, coach?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of static. I just want to make sure that everyone's hearing you well. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, well, I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, man. You know, eventually, hell yeah, man, we want to play mass teams. You know, I had a conversation with Catholic Memorial this year, and that was like, you know what I'm saying? As much as I would love to play a squad like that, man, just not there yet. You know, obviously, we have a good roster this year, but you know, there's still some questions at quarterback that I got to figure out. And, you know, you don't want to put your kids in any position that, you know what I'm saying, that they can't really, I don't want to say they can't get out of, but, you know, I'm not really going to put my team in any position that we're not really ready for. So, you know, I definitely think those games are down the line. There's still stuff we got to get done. Like I said, this is our first full off season. You know what I'm saying? So we're still building. That's still the goal, but right now, man, we still have the in-state goal. You know what I'm saying? What am I going to sit here and cap in front like, oh, we're going to take out Catholic Memorial and we're about to start coming up on these mass teams when we haven't even won a state title yet. You know what I'm saying? We haven't won the outright state title yet. So we're still kind of chipping at that goal. We have LaSalle this year. We have Henny this year. We have NK again this year. You know what I'm saying? 14 Division One. We got to go through, you know, the Final Four this year to get the state. So, I mean, yeah, I want to play some mass teams down the line, but, you know, we got to handle business and handle what's in front of us first, you know, and we got some tests this year, so that should be fun.
I'm going to let it out the bag now. Central did a documentary. When's it going to come out? When are we going to see it? Are we going to see it on Netflix? What's going on?
Be
a star?
Yeah, man. So we're shooting a documentary, nine episodes of basically everything went on last season. Yeah, right. Nine episodes of basically everything what went down last year from start to finish. Starts at about the SK game, ends at the NK game. It's amazing. It's shot by my guy Darian Stubbs, Evelyn Studios, Evelyn Edits. Shout out to him. And yeah, man, it's beautiful, man. It captures everything about what we do, kind of what I go through on a day-to-day basis. It shines a light, you know what I'm saying, on how the work gets done. You know what I'm saying? I think everyone kind of sees, obviously, the end result and the outside of it, but, you know, you get to see the inner workings of how hard it is, man, you know what I'm saying, to keep kids focused and how hard it is to coach kids, inner city kids up, man. How hard is it? How our practices look, how frustrated I get, you know what I'm saying? How the outcomes of our games happen. So it's a refreshing look on Rhode Island football and inner city football. And you just get a deep dive into who I am, my origin story, the origin story of the program a little bit. It's going to be really good. It should be out in December, by December. So after the season, I mean, we look to put it out on all streaming platforms. We do have a small window to Netflix, you know, so when we're kind of done with our preview, and stuff like that, you know, we'll put it out for the world to see, and, you know, we'll start to have those conversations with people. But right now I think we got pretty much almost episode one done. And it's beautiful, man. Honestly, it's a project that I think the world is really going to see and really fall in love with. It has everything that a movie should have, ups, downs. You know, you're going to hate me for a little bit. Then you're going to love me for a little bit. And, you know, you're going to feel like we're cocky. Then you're going to kind of, you know, fall
hate
in love
you?
With the guys. Yeah,
who's
yeah.
Gonna hate you you can't. You don't have that kind of personality.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be tough, guy, but man. yeah, it's gonna be tough, but it's definitely, man, it's gonna be a great watch. I can't wait till it kind of all comes together for people watching. You know, we're shooting season two this year, obviously, when the season starts in August, so it's gonna be it's going to be some films that Rhode Island and kind of the world has to see for the next few years. So yeah, I'm excited about the documentary, the production of it. And like I said, man, my guy Darren, it kind of wouldn't be possible without him. We're kind of splitting the project. So yeah, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for Rhode Island. It's going to bring a lot of publicity to Central. It's going to bring a lot of publicity to inner city. It's going to bring a lot of publicity to Rhode Island football in a whole. So I kind of can't wait to kind of share that with you guys. And, you know, when the preview does drop, you know, I'll kind of make sure I get on here and we talk about it a little bit and we kind of digest it a little bit. So yeah, man.
Oh yeah, facts, man. And Rhode Island's no stranger to making movies. There's a lot of local movie talent in Rhode Island. Producers, they're always making movies. So let's go. You know, it is what it is. Current state of football, Mikey. What needs to be done to get better as a whole? Tough one here.
I think just work harder, man. I think that's all it is, man. And I think that's just what the kids deserve, man. Coaches to work harder, to do more. Like, you know, there's the best of New England camp next week. You know, I think that's something that all coaches should have kind of signed their you know, eligible athletes up for, man. It's a great place. You know, I'm going to go down to network to meet, I don't know how many coaches going to be there, 20, 30, 40, 50 different college coaches going to be there. I think there's going to be about 5 Power 5 schools there. And kind of just, again, working, man, getting on the grind. Again, I know there's a lot of the young coaches out here grinding. So, like, again, I'm not discrediting anybody and saying, like, oh, ain't nobody doing shit. You know, I could shout out a whole bunch of programs, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of killing it, you know, as far as structure and making sure that their kids are doing the right thing. But I think just overall, man, we just need to work more harder and to find a different avenues to help these kids. And I think strength conditioning and spending more time with your kids is number one, man. Connecting with your kids. Again, you don't have to be that bougie of a head coach. You know what I'm saying? My kids have access to me. And I'm annoyed by my kids 150% because I do spend so much time with them. But, you know, they have access to me. You know, they're able to ask me questions about recruiting and if coaches hitting them up. And, you know, it's a 50-50 process when it comes to recruiting. We talk a lot about Twitter, their influence on Twitter, how they kind of need to be marketing themselves and what I'm going to do to kind of market them. And player development, getting your players ready to play their position. You know, a lot of kids, I mean, a lot of coaches, right? You expect your star receiver to be a star, but, you know, you haven't done shit with them all offseason. You know what I'm saying? You haven't taught them how to break. You know, you haven't taught him how to turn his head the right way. You haven't taught him how to run a route. You know, you haven't taught him anything, but, you know, you'll expect him to be your star receiver senior year or whatever the case is. So it's kind of just time spent with the kids, man. I just would like to see more coaches involved with their kids and having more more things to do for their kids, man, and kind of setting them up for the season for them. And I think there'll be a lot more, there'll be a lot less complaining, you know what I'm saying, if coaches do more. I think most of the complaints and stuff like that come from the coaches who ain't doing shit. I think most of the coaches who are doing stuff, there's not really no complaining. They're just getting to work and they're saying, all right, how do we get better? How do we, you know what I'm saying, kind of push this thing forward? So I think we just kind of just need to work harder as a whole to do better for our kids, because the 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, same old man way, coach your kids for 4 months and then go MIA, that's over. That time is over. Kids are not going for that anymore. You see the young bull, he just got offered to Miami. You know, you see Dave, you know, he's getting all these offers. Bro, these kids are not about to wait around anymore. Bro, these kids are these kids are going to FBS schools, man. Zell, you know what I'm saying? These kids are – Moses, these kids are going D1. These kids are going to FBS, FCS schools, bro. These kids are not about to wait around in nobody's backyard and to be played around with. So, coaches, you got to get up and see that. This is changing. This is a young man's game, man. This is a young man's game. This shit is changing, bro. These kids are not about to stand around and wait for you guys to do some shit. They going to leave your school. Like, I don't know what to say, but, and that's what I'm saying. Like, so we're not complaining. Coaches need to do stuff to make sure your kids are being successful, so to make sure your kids aren't leaving your program. Kids are not leaving good programs. Kids aren't leaving programs who are kind of setting them up for college. That's not what's going on. So, like, we just need to do better as a whole, because kids are getting out there. Kids are going to go to wherever they feel like they're going to be successful at. You can guarantee that. And parents are going to send their kids where they think they'll be most successful at. So don't go blaming kids when they want to leave or they want to make a decision. Nah, because you're a parent too. Everyone is a parent. You want to do what's best for your kids. So create an environment where kids will stay. Create an environment where parents want to keep their kids. Create an environment where you and parents are able to have open communication. And you and parents, again, if a kid is going to leave your school, whatever the case is, you know, you can talk to the parent and say, hey, what can we do? How can we stop this? Or whatever the case is. But the player, the coach to player shit, it just got to stop. Because again, man, you know, parents, they hold the rights to their kids, man. So, you know, you can't tell these parents, man, what they can and can't do with their kids. And you can't blame me for a parent wanting to do what's best for their kid. You can't blame me because we got 4, 5, 6, 7 different set of jerseys. Shit, we getting more. So it's only going to get worse. So please.
Yo, that's a fact. How many sets of jerseys you guys have?
right now, let's see, 3, 5, 7, I think 8. I think we got 8. I think 3. Yeah, we got 8. And we're going to get 2 more next year. And we're going to get 2 more the year after that. And then, you know, we're going to get a new set of helmets, you know, and we're going to get white helmets. And we're going to get yellow helmets. And we're going to get gray helmets. And that shit going to happen every year. So we not stopping. So all football teams, football programs, all high school coaches, this is what y'all need to start doing. I'm telling y'all now, don't get mad at me 3, 4 years when y'all are still stuck. Because every single year, we're going to do it better. We're going to do it bigger. We're gonna do it. So y'all better go and do some shit, cause I know I am. That's how for real.
There you go, man. That's what I'm saying. One thing I've been wanting to say, man. Why have we not seen a classical Central football game? Are we gonna see one? Oh shit!
Well,
did I
listen,
hit
man.
Something? Did I spark something? Uh-oh!
Listen, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're supposed to play him this year for an injury fund. Will it happen? I hope it happens. You know, again, being so close. You know what I'm saying? Being so close to the school, I think that's a rivalry that kind of needs to be preserved, you know, and, you know, I feel like that's a game that kind of needs to be played and teams want to play that game. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, I think Chris has done a good job over there. You know what I'm saying? They just coming off a D2 title, back-to-back Gatorade Player of the Years. You know, they've been successful the past year. So, I mean, in my opinion, man, you know, there should be no reason why we don't play every year. And there isn't a game with, you know, black and gold and purple, but, you know, man, I don't control these things. If it was up to me, you know, we'd play every year, but, you know,
damn. Everybody's like going nuts about your uniforms. You must have an unlimited budget.
So listen.
You have more uniforms than Oregon and Bishop Gorman.
So listen. No. So we've been fortunate. We've been lucky. I do have an administration who does a great job kind of supporting me in everything that we do. I think that's kind of another big thing about the success that we've had is that my administration, man, they're on par with what it is that we want to do. To kind of push the culture forward. And like I said, you know, they hired me in the building as a community specialist. I think that was a big step. And, man, get it, man. They just support my mission, man. Renee Walker, Scott Sunderland, Bobby DiMuccio, Michelle Rawcliffe, my AD, man, they support me 115%. So, like, you know, the admin is a big step into how we get stuff. But, nah, no unlimited budgets, man. I'm trying, guys. And what people need to understand about, like, jerseys and stuff like that, it's literally just trying. Like, you guys will be surprised, again, how much coaches don't try. And, again, when I say try, I mean raise the money. Look for the money. Find the money. Find a way to raise 3K, 4K. I don't want to say, oh, it's not hard. But, again, if you try to get your team new jerseys or you say, all right, we need to make a goal for $3,500 because we need to get some new jerseys – bro, that shit could get done. It could get done. You know what I'm saying? It's not, oh my gosh, you know, oh, our school doesn't pay for anything. Nah, bro, go do a car wash, bro. Go do a barbecue, bro. Go, bro. You can, there's a hundred different things in the world that, you know, you can make the money doing. You know what I'm saying? You get your team out there, you go do it. You get tickets. I don't know. But, you know, I definitely think.
You seen Blake last season. He was having fundraisers all year.
Off rip. Yo, Blake's
that's
a beast.
How you do it.
Shout out to my boy Blizz. He's a beast. He gives me ideas all the time about fundraisers. Sometimes I just kind of, you know, don't have the time for some. But, yeah, man, Blizz is somebody. He just got new jerseys because it's like, all right, what am I going to do? What am I going to do to keep it fresh? Yeah, hell yeah, man. You know, you're going to spend $2,500, $300, mm-hmm. I mean $3,000 on some jerseys. You know what I'm saying? You fundraise specifically for those jerseys. You can set yourself up every year. You fundraise after the season, during the season, through the season. Accumulate dollars and get your kids a new set of uniforms, bro. These kids don't want to play in these old raggedy jerseys anymore, bro. We're going to come through with the Nikes every single year. Looking good. So, yeah, man, it's not nothing about no one. I have no unlimited
look
budget.
Good, play I've been, good.
I've been told no 1,000 times, contrary to belief. I don't have it all like that. Again, I just try. If I don't get something, I'm going to try another way to get it. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to try another way to get it. Then, you know, it's all up to me to get shit done. So, I mean, you know, when you see we have stuff, just know that I work to go get that shit. I work to go grab that shit. I work to get whatever it is for my team. I work to go get it.
Look good, play good, that's right. Any last words, Coach Washington? Before we get
nah, man, no last words really. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to my coaching staff. My guy Lucier, my guy Rel, Alex, Scott, Coach Joey, Coach Holiday. Shout out to all my guys, man. Shout out to my kids. Oh, look, I see Ty. I think I got two of the best running backs in the league this year. You know, I think one thing I love is I think the theme is that, you know, I think everyone has one good back or one great back. You know, I think we have two terrific backs, and I'm looking at Ty right now, who's an absolute home run hitter. Him and Armas should have an amazing year this year, man. So, you know, I'm really excited for just the team we have, the kids. You know, shout out to you, Mike, again, just for having this platform, man. And, you know, it's a breath of fresh air because, you know, people need to hear us coaches in our side. You know what I'm saying? People need to hear where we're coming from. People need to hear this. People need to hear this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to you for just, you know, giving us the platform, man, because, you know, without this, again, people just hear rumors, you know?
That's right.
Fuck the rumors.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Come back and go watch this podcast. You know what I'm saying? To understand where I'm coming from, to understand what my mentality is when it comes to coaching these kids up and getting these kids to the next level. Ain't no more rumors. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, Mikey, just for the platform, man. You know, it's needed. You know, I'll be on during the season. So again, man, shout out to you and shout out to the whole thing. Yeah.
All right, my guy, man. Coach Washington, thank you, man. We'll definitely talk soon. Go Central Knights.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go, man. Get them. So, we'll see you out there at Conley Stadium doing your thing. Get out to that Breakthrough 7-on-7 as well. Couple more days. All right, Coach. We out.
All right. Yep. Cuz.
Thank you, Mikey, man. Really appreciate it. Appreciate everybody for coming on. Rumors. Ha ha. Exactly. F them haters, bro. So what'd you guys think? I don't know if everybody was having. I hope everybody could hear all that. He had some great messages, man. Big shout out to, you know, like I said, Stanley Dunbar putting his money where his mouth is. Well, definitely get out and grab that new book, because you're going to want people to buy your book. Shout out to all the coaches that are doing it. See, Mike Washington said, no more part-time coaching, man. Like, this is a year-round job. Like, it is becoming that, and we're seeing it at work. And there's still some of the older coaches putting in their work, for sure. All the old guys. Big shout-out to Mark Wright, Coal Banker Coastal Homes. You know, consider looking for a house. Definitely give Mark a call. Give him a call at 401-787-5203. Big support to Rally Point. Let me get Mr. Fortin's comment down. Big shout out to Rally Point. The only way to stand is together. Rally Point doing their things. Football a couple days away. Charaho, the Slammer, Samaggio over there doing his thing, man. If you want to be a part of the platform, I really appreciate it. You can make a donation. You can sponsor it. Whatever you want to do. Coaches, come on and tell your, you know, your side. Tell your side of what happened. Get these kids to camp. Let's have a good, positive season. Anything else? I really don't think there's much else.
Let's go, come take a ride through my city life. See what my city's like. This the city life, the summer's a shitty life. This is city living, mostly them city children. From my bedroom, see the lights of them city buildings. Ain't gotta act hard, pride is my backyard. I run Rode Ave, you can call me a track star. And we a team, homie, all is one. I don't sleep until all is done. I ain't rockin', so please don't call me Mr. 401. It's Mr. Rags, you can call me, I'm still in that 401. From where we was, look at all we become. For what it's worth, I put my all in the sun. Know that my city love it, my city's budget about my city's public. Know how my city does it. Let me hear and do my city business. Then I ride you outside.
Thank you,
of the
everybody. Appreciate it. We'll be back all season long with crushing football this year. Get out to that 7-on-7 passing lead.
Okay, that's fine. People can talk crazy about me. That's fine. They should express themselves, and they have a right to. But I also
pointing. Oh, Classicals did doing this. They set this up so that way they could win titles. No.
Benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it.
Oh, they want to win titles like anybody else,
and I think that's the end of it.
All these teams, this Division III is going to be competitive from top to
Division
bottom.
Division II agreed to no Division I and just one championship. Like, that doesn't even sound right. So, like you've been saying, this realignment benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it.
Every single coach in the state should be saying that.
The new Division II agreed to no Division I and just one championship. Like, that doesn't even sound right. So, like you've been saying, this realignment benefits a few people on the board, mainly, and I think that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes no sense that we have one Division I, a huge Division II, or huge Division III.
Every single administrator in the state should be saying that. And if the words "we can't win in this division" ever come out of your mouth, you're in the wrong.